And it's time for our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And this week's Athlete of the Week comes from Blissfield High School. And let's welcome on the phone line here Julia White from Blissfield. Good morning, Julia. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week. You've had some pretty good numbers up the last couple of games. Tell us about your team and how well you've been doing.
Yeah, we knew coming into the season that we were set up pretty well. We have a new freshman this year, Lee Wyman, and we knew she was going to be a big part of our team. And me and Sarah Bettis, the two seniors, we've been here for the past 4 years, so we knew coming in this season we were going to be set up pretty well.
Well, again, so last week you had, 20, this is Jeff, you had 27 points, 11 rebounds, 4 blocks. And looking through the stats as well, you knew coming in that Avery Collins was, the scoring leader. But her scoring's been a little bit down because everybody else has kind of picked it up a little bit, and I think that's probably nice for the team, for you guys to be able to maybe share the wealth a little bit and not let the defenses concentrate just on one player. Is that going to help you guys be a better team this year?
Yeah, of course. We're all about team effort, and if you're not having a good game, then let someone else shine.
That's a great way to look at it. And, again, it seems like, with what Avery can do, and then, you've got some size with you and Sarah Bettis, and then with Lee Wyman coming in, it's a nice mix of inside, outside, and big for the guards. And you guys, if the team doesn't have big guys against you, you girls can go inside and put some numbers up. So it makes it probably easy for you guys to figure out which way to go, inside or outside, with what you have offering with the guards and the post players.
Yeah, of course.
Let's talk about the LCAA as far as, it's early in the season now. And who are some of the teams that you're looking forward to getting after? And who's going to be up at the top toward the end of the year?
Yeah, tomorrow, actually, we play Columbia Central. And we've been wanting to beat them my whole 4 years of high school. And I think we for sure can do it. We just have to play our game and not play down to anyone's levels. So if we play our game, I think we can take the league.
Yeah, they've been the team to beat for the last few years, and I know they had a 1-2 combo last year. One of them's left and gone to Clemson, but the other one's still there, and she's pretty tough to play against.
Yeah, she is for sure.
What do you guys need to do to be able to beat a team like Columbia Central?
We just need to try to keep it away from her as much as possible because she's their offense. So if we can keep her away from the basket, I think we should be pretty good to go.
Well, I know looking at some of your numbers from last year, you guys are pretty good two-point range. Three-pointers were a little bit less. Have you guys worked and concentrated on getting that three-point percentage up a little more this year?
Yeah, we can already see that happening this year. Our threes are falling in, and the percentage is definitely higher than it was last year.
You talk about you and Sarah being, the four-year and seniors and then what Avery brings. But you also mentioned, the freshman, Lee Wyman. What does she bring to this team?
She brings, a new light almost. Like, she brings so much energy every time she comes in the game. She's ready to go, and she just goes after it.
And she's got a lot of travel experience, and, with a name like Wyman, it's not like she hasn't played in the driveway with a bunch of pretty good ball players. So
yeah.
She's a little battle-tested even coming in as a freshman probably, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We have to take a break here for a commercial message from our sponsor. Can you stick around here for a couple more minutes?
Yep.
All right, we'll be back with more with our Athlete of the Week in just a moment.
parents, your child's future is important, and the LISD Tech Center is here to prepare them for a successful career in a variety of high-paying, in-demand fields. Join us on Thursday, December 8th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for an open house and learn about more than 24 programs, opportunities for your child to earn high school and college credit, industry-recognized certifications, and more. Tour our state-of-the-art facilities, meet our incredible instructors, and create a plan with your child for next school year. To learn more about the open house or our programs, visit LISDTechCenter.com.
You're back inside the cave. We're talking with our athlete of the week from Blissfield High School, Julia White, a member of the basketball team. And Julia, you mentioned this is your fourth year. And any plans to take your game to the next level?
No, I don't have any plans going out of high school.
Just some college, at, just figuring you're going to extend your education but not play basketball?
Yep, that's my plan.
Well, that's not a bad one. Other sports do you play, Julia?
I play volleyball, and I used to play softball.
Okay. So you're well-rounded then. It kind of keeps you busy at school. And, again, you know, you are a student, so that's got to come first too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, do you have any plans for college?
I'm undecided right now, but I'm definitely going to college somewhere.
All right. Well, again, congrats on the season so far, and good luck against Columbia Central. I know that's always a tough team, so hopefully you can get past them. And, again, congratulations on being our LISD Athlete of the Week here on 96.5 The Cave.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much. Julia White from Blissfield High School, our Athlete of the Week, and congratulations to her again for being our Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The Lenawee Intermediate School District, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.